they were very revealing interviews that we had. Although the bitterness, of course, of Mr. Fisher was there. Now, we're going to say hello to him in a little while as we go along. Live and direct from Japan. Ah, yan, ah, yan ang promise namin sa inyo. Kahapon, pinlog natin yan sa Racing Talk on Radio. As, of course, we will be doing a four-hour slot today. But first and foremost, I'd like to welcome to DZSR Sports Radio once again. And Mid-Evening with the Beatles. Isan fan nito ng Beatles, mga kaibigan. Baka hindi nyo natatanong. Etong si Asia's Grandmaster, Eugene Torre. Magandang gabi sa iyo, Eugene.
Magandang gabi sa iyo, Benji. Oo, Beatles fan tayo dahil panahon natin yan eh.
It's nice to see you once again, pare ko. Natutuwa na naman ako dahil kaharap ko na naman ay isang grandmaster. Ibang feeling ko eh, gusto kong maglabas ng chessboard dito at makapag-chess sa iyo, kaya lang baka hindi ako umubra ng 2 minuto, pare, sa iyo.
Likewise, Benji, ako yung natutuwa at nagkita tayo at nag-uusap na naman tayo dahil as much as possible, pag napapakinggan ko yung interview natin noon, ginagaya ko rin yung boses mo.
Nako, alam mo, narinig ko kayo huling-huli ni Bobby Fischer sa Philippine Radio, sa DZRH. Kasama niyo si Tia Deli. Kumusta naman si Bobby ngayon, Eugene? As of course, as a prelude to our chit-chat with him in a little while, no? Live and direct from Japan.
Well, actually, 8 months niya na ngayon doon sa Japan.
Mm-hmm.
At the time na he was, shall we call it, parang arrested, no?
He was arrested. Now he's in prison in Japan.
Yes, in Ushiko Ibaraki Prefecture.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a detention center.
Okay.
I think it's in the east of Japan.
Okay.
And by the time he was he was kidnapped.
Kidnapped. Uh-huh. Not detained.
Well, kidnapped first and then now detained.
Okay.
That was eight months ago already, almost. Or he's already on his 8th month.
Alam mo, Eugene, ano? Nakakulong siya ngayon or detained in Japan. I saw him in the flesh, you know. He came here sa studio. We interviewed him. Yes, the first time we had our interview with Bobby Fischer, he was here in the flesh. Nakalimutan mo na yon?
Ano? Really?
Yes.
I forgot na
kasama natin,
the flesh.
Tatlo tayo dito sa loob. The very same room. We were, the three of us were here. And ang pinagtataka ko ngayon is, bakit pa kasi siya umalis sa Pilipinas para pumunta lang sa Japan at ma-detain, you know?
Well, that was his miscalculation because he thought in Japan he would be safer, or
okay,
that Japan will not somehow cooperate with the U.S. to mm-hmm. do this thing. So I think he had a miscalculation.
Alam mo, yun ang isang malaking pagkakamali, no? Dahil anyway, this is a little political. I mean, there are, I think I know of more other countries that can somehow give him the chance to roam around than Japan, kasi knowing Japan is a, well, Japan is practically an ally of the United States.
That's right.
Yeah. Kung dito na lang sana siya, di mas masarap pa, you know. Everything is fresh here, lalo na pag nasa lalawigan ka na.
Oo, totoo yan, Benji. At saka siguro, kung ginawa sa kanya dito, mas may paglalabang ko siya. Or, you know, kung talagang mali ang ginawa sa kanya. Hindi ko naman anuin siya kung maling-mali siya eh. Pero alam ko ang root cause kasi nito, kaya naman siya nagaganyan. Talagang merong somehow, in my opinion, there is injustice done to him.
Alam mo, Eugene, ako naniniwala ako as you know, as a human being, naniniwala ako sa mga pinaglalaban ni Bobby. Talaga yan, ha? Talagang, pero alam mo, ang feeling ko kasi is there are times that we are too small or we are too little to be fighting giants, no? Kayo, you almost became a world champion. Bobby is a world champion. He's fought with bigger giants. And I suppose he's still fighting with a bigger giant right now. Anyway, we can now be heard in Japan. Hindi yung station, ano? Yung itong conversation natin. Because Mr. Bobby Fischer now is on the line. So, Eugene, you can... let's welcome first Mr. Bobby Fischer to the show. Bobby, welcome back. This is Mid-Evening with the Beatles. I don't know if you're a Beatle fan, but I know you are definitely a fan of music. How are you tonight?
So-so, you know. I'm here in prison, you know, kidnapped by these Japs, you know. How are you doing, Benji?
Well, I'm doing okay. If you're doing okay out there, man, Eugene and I are having a wonderful chat here about you and about the good times perhaps we shared when you were physically here in the country, when we first interviewed you many years back. Eugene, you don't... Ito si Eugene doesn't remember it at all. I don't know why. Well, how is it out there, Bob? Is it date? Oh, no, it's not daytime out there. It's evening. No, Eugene. Eugene's with me. Eugene, go ahead. You can now speak to Bobby.
Yeah. How are you, Bobby?
Yeah, so-so. I'm quite tired. I don't know. I'm not sleeping too well. Incidentally, you know, I was really furious last week. I was smashing on my cell door with my feet, you know. I was just...
How are they treating you out there, Bob?
Well, they're just keeping me here, you know, for absolutely no reason, you know.
Have you been gaining weight? Have you been eating well out there? Have you been eating sushis out there?
I've lost weight, yeah. You know, I just found out the other night, last night, I was looking over one of these prison guards, and I was studying his hairdo and his face and his mouth and his nose, you know. And I said, oh, my God, this guy's, you know, it's a queer. So I started to say to him, I said, you know, you look like an effing queer. Looks like an effing homo, huh? Are you a homo?
Well, did he understand you when you said that?
Yeah, he understood me. What, the Japanese style is to pretend they understand nothing. So they protect themselves if they don't want to talk. You know what I mean? So I keep hitting him. And then the next morning I saw him again. So I started to talk to him again the same way, you know. You look like a faggot and a queer, you know. You're MS and all this.
Why don't you just challenge him to a chess match or something?
So then I says, are you a homo? He says, I am gay. So then I said, I was amazed that he would admit this, you know. So then I started to say, because then I started to remember all the guards here are like very passive and kind of sweet, you know. So I start to say to him, what about the other guards? What percentage of them are gay? He says, all of them. And I said, what about Kai? He's the guy who takes me to the visiting room all the time. He's super sweet. I says, is Kai gay? He says, who is Kai? You know, he takes me to the visitor room, you know. The guy used to take me there. Yes, he's gay. Yes, everybody here is gay. I started studying them, you know. All homo guards. This country is sick, you know? And then I was asking the Filipino here, he's another one of the prisoners here, he's telling me like 50, 60% of the people here are queer in Japan, you know?
Anyway, Bob, you're probably enjoying a bottle of sake out there with someone, no, you're not?
No, I haven't had a drink in 8 months since I've been here. No, I'm sober. I'm completely sober, stone cold sober. This is true. They are fair. They are all. I've been dividing up these Japanese men into four categories. First, you've got the unisex men. You know, they don't have any sex at all. They're like on the level of a kind of a sexless 9-year-old girl. They cry easily and so on. They're not into sex, period. You see a lot of them on TV. Then the next group is the bisexual Japanese men. The third group is the purely homosexual Japanese men, and then the last group is the straight men. Oh, also, I asked this guard, I said, you know, don't you like women? What's wrong with women? Yes, he said, don't you want any children? He says, yes. He says, you like women? Yes. I says, you're bisexual? He says, yes. You know?
So, Bobby, okay, I know when we're talking that unfortunately alcohol there is prohibited. How about milk? Do you have milk there?
Yeah. Straight, but, you know, not, you know, just a little tiny little container, not from women, you know.
Anyway, Bobby, I'm fortunate here. We have Carabao milk here, and I drink a lot of Carabao milk.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bob, tell us, what is the basic meal that is given to people like you out there? The basic meal, like, let's say, lunch. What goes with lunch? Is it sushi? Is it rice? What is it?
Let's see. Well, about half the meals here are chicken. But I had enough chicken here. I don't eat chicken anymore, hardly ever. So I skip about, you know, half of the main dishes. But they have a lot of good fish. The fish is good. And, the food is, you know, there's nothing wrong with the food. I can't complain really about it, except you don't get any sushi. You don't get any specialties. It's all cooked food, no raw fish, you know, none of the Japanese specialties, you know.
Okay, yeah, Bobby. So, you told me earlier you're quite depressed there, no? Very much depressed, no?
Half the time. I don't know whether they're poisoning me with the food or not, really.
Okay, Bobby. We were talking with your, remember, your mother when he was alive. Remember, I was even talking to her on the phone when we were in Hungary. Do you miss her, Bobby?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You had recollection of her? I remember, I think some kind of, you commented some FBI investigation then.
Oh, yes, you know, the press has been talking a lot lately how the FBI investigated my mother for being a communist, you know. And this is true. She was investigated by the FBI, and they came around a couple of times when I was, you know, on the stoop of my apartment building. But my mother, she knew they were going around asking everybody about her, so she told me what to say, you know.
What did she say you will say?
She told me exactly what to say and stick to it. No matter what they reply, you just repeat it. And the magic words were, I have nothing to say to you.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Oh, and that's why I think one time you did that when in Pasadena, no? Jailhouse?
Yeah, maybe, right. The point is, let's say an investigator comes to talk to you, right?
Right.
If they can pretend, they can say anything or be anybody they want. They can be a drug dealer, whatever, right? But and they can lie to you. See, that's okay. But if you lie to an investigator, they can charge you with lying. So supposing they say, Bobby, so-and-so, do you know anything about this murder? And you say, I don't know anything about it. All right, you can get in trouble, right? Because maybe you do know something about it, right? They can say you lie.
All right.
Yeah, I have nothing to say to you, you see? So the FBI people, they said, oh, no, well, we don't want this and we don't want that. We only want this. We're not interested. And they were exactly like the FBI people in the comic books. They were wearing suits and like a hat. Absolutely, you know, perfectly and very gentlemanly. He said, no, we don't want this. Blah, 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 blah. No, we only want this. We just blah, 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 blah.
I have nothing to say to you. Then they kind of looked at each other, shrugged, and took off, you see? So, I mean, the reason I bring it up is there is so much, you know, after this 9/11, so many investigations. Almost anybody can be arrested or, you know what I mean, and charged with something or other. This is the way to answer them, you know, say, I have nothing to say to you, you know? Because even if you say you know nothing, they can charge you with lying, you see?
Okay, Bobby. By the way, Bobby, in your website, you put on the very top already this 2005 Aichi World Exposition. I think it's starting on March 25. And I think because you are very unhappy with, you know, because Japan did nab you. You want to say something about that, Bobby?
What was the question again?
Well, with regard to this Aichi World Exposition this year.
I do, Yuji. I just want to say something else to continue about that FBI.
Okay. Sorry.
I was only like a kid then. I don't know how old I was. I was like, you know, maybe 10, 11, 12, you know? Cause my mother made me repeat those words, you know, in front of her several times, many times. I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you, you know? So it's good to remember those words, and also if you have children, you have to tell your children to say those words too, because they can try and nab you on what your children say. They're so dirty now, right? I remember there was even a case, some guy was arrested by, I think it was the FBI or the CIA, they put him in a jail, and they had nothing on him, but they found out he starts to talk to himself in his sleep. So they put a mic right in his room. And then he says something, and then they convicted him on what he said to himself in his sleep. You see, they're so filthy and dirty, you really have to, you know, be careful, you know? Or like, for example, you remember this recent Martha Stewart case? She got sentenced. She's a famous American business lady. And then she was investigated for some kind of stock market fraud or problem. And it turned out, well, they say later that she hadn't done anything illegal. But she told, according to the story, she told the FBI investigators, or rather just the investigators, I don't know which branch of the government they were. She told the investigators a lie, and they sent her to prison for 6 months for lying to the investigators, you see? So you have to be, that's just an example of how very, very careful you have to be when the fuzz come around, you know? Just remember the magic words. I have nothing to say to you.
Well, Bobby, what exactly are their plans for you now? Would they be happening soonest? When?
Iceland has offered to. Well, let me just first of all, Eugene just said something about Japanese...
The Aichi World Exposition.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody not to go to the 2005 Aichi World Exposition. To boycott it as a protest to this illegal kidnapping of me and imprisonment. I'm in my eighth month. I have never seen a judge. The charges are absolute childish nonsense. They're non-existent, you know? Absolute, totally political, you know? So I'd like everybody not to go to that World Exposition. Another thing that's really I find very irritating, Benji, I just want to, you know, so many celebrities are coming into town here as if this is a legitimate country, right? Maria Sharapova, and Schwarzenegger, I have a little clipping here, this Ocean's 12 crowd. They made a movie. You heard of that new movie, Benji?
Yes.
Yeah, they...
About the casino.
Yeah, it's the follow-up to Ocean's 11, you know? Which I saw, Ocean's 11, yeah. It was kind of cute, you know.
Are you allowed to watch movies out there?
On TV they have, yes. But, I mean, I saw that Ocean's 11 a couple of years ago before I got kidnapped.
Do you understand Nipongo already? Can you speak Nipongo already?
Nothing. Somehow I never had any interest to learn this language.
Are there subtitles with the...